Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
This has become an annual tradition on the Ben and Skin Show. Whenever the ESPYs happen, you know, they roll out a host, and KT likes to do a joke comparison, or a joke-off, as he likes to call it, going head-to-head with the new host up against the greatest performance ever in the history of ESPN, and that's Norm MacDonald hosting the ESPYs back in the 90s.
1998.
So now with more, here's Kevin.
Yeah, so this is the goal. We guys will listen to each joke, and then we will vote.
Okay.
Keep a tally. Now, 2 years ago when we started this, Norm MacDonald defeated Peyton Manning. Last year, he defeated Danica Patrick.
It was a thrashing last year.
Last night, it was Tracy Morgan. Let's start with Norm MacDonald's first joke from the 1998 ESPYs and see how it compared to last night.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here. You know, and I was asked to host the ESPYs this year. Yeah, hi, that's my name. Asked to host the ESPYs this year, folks. I said yes immediately for one reason and one reason only. This show has interns. Probably having a little improper relations backstage a little later.
To put it in a time capsule, that is right around the time of Monica Lewinsky.
Okay, so Tracy Morgan's first joke is about the Knicks, not necessarily sexual misconduct with interns. Let's see if he can take down Norm's opener from 1998.
So many amazing things happened. The St. Louis Blues, they won their first Stanley Cup. The women's U.S. women's soccer team won their second World Cup in a row. And the Knicks signed Taj Gibson.
All right. I know that there's a lot of negative momentum against Tracy Morgan out there. Give me Tracy Morgan. That's great, dude. That's a good joke.
It's a good setup.
That's a good joke. And the other thing, too.
It's not a joke. It's a fact.
I know, but that's the genius of it. And the other thing, too, is one of the things I love about Norm MacDonald is the way that he talks. His delivery is unique, and it's awesome. Same with Tracy Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
His delivery is different than anybody else's. To me, that was a home run.
That was good. That was good. That was really
go
good.
Go him now, or Norm.
I think I'd go with Norm over that, but it was better. Like, the way people have been trashing Tracy Morgan last night, they're acting like it sucked.
It's the new thing.
Okay, hold on. So I know who KT's going to vote for. Do we want to see if Eric, who did you think had the better joke there, young Eric?
Definitely Norm MacDonald. That was pretty
okay.
Awesome.
Well, then that's a sweep. All right, I'll show
you. You were just trying to get Tracy's back, and it's okay.
That was good. That was way better than
Let's go to Norm's joke, too, also about the Knicks. Anthony Mason, an Anthony Mason joke from 1998.
Passed away. Oh.
But man, it's great to be here at the 6th annual ESPY Awards. Hard to believe, huh, that the ESPYs are 6 years old. Although Anthony Mason swears they're 18. So, yeah, he'll be happy. having sex with the ESPYs in about 12 years. So.
That's so great. Hall of Famer, man.
Hall of Famer.
Tracy had a Bill Walton joke.
Okay.
Hey, man, it's so nice to be in a room full of rich black people and have no one question where we got our money. Yeah, I know Bill Walton, but this is not about you, Bill.
That's pretty great.
All right, I'm going to go Tracy Morgan on that one.
Ooh, wow.
I will vote for Norm.
I think I got to vote for Norm.
Eric?
God, that was good.
It was good, but it, dude.
Norm's was incredible.
He had math.
Why didn't I watch the damn ESPYs last night? Tracy Morgan's on fire right now.
All right, let's go to a Norm McDonald kickboxing joke from 1998.
It's great to be here on ESPN. I love sports, man. I got, man, you can see sports on ESPN you don't see on other networks. You know, like kickboxing. That's my favorite sport. Kickboxing is great. When you think about it, it combines the style and grace of boxing with kicking.
Okay.
That is an example of it's a non-joke. It's just delivery is magical.
Tracy Morgan's his rebuttal.
Here we know how we earned all our money. Now, Patrick Mahomes won MVP. Zion Williamson was the first draft pick. And Tracy Moore got hit by a damn truck.
Okay. I'm actually going to give that one to Tracy.
I'm going to give it to Tracy.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Tracy as well.
Yes, he's in this. He's in this.
Yeah.
2-1, Eric. We're going to stay away from ties due to time. Norm McDonald with a Jerry Jones joke.
Just backstage, a lot of celebrities back there. Man, I was talking to Jerry Jones, you know, the Cowboys owner, and he's disappointed, obviously. Yeah. Well, he's a good guy, though, man. He's talking about rebuilding the team, you know. And he told me, he says, we have to get back to what made us a championship team. Strippers and crack.
Good.
Oh, so good. Oh, edgy. Okay, so which one were we getting rid of, Eric? Joke 4? We're getting rid of joke 4.
Are you guys producing on the air right now? We're jumping to 6 here.
You're jumping to 6, yeah. The Amtrak joke from Tracy Morgan.
My wife thinks getting hit by trucks is a job now. She's like, you need to get up off this $5,000 couch and go on the turnpike and look for another truck. You ain't been hit in 4 or 5 years. Your uncle said there's a railroad caution down by his house. You know Amtrak pay out good.
Pretty good, God. Dude. Both of those incredibly dark jokes.
God, that is
both really good.
What a showdown.
Yeah.
I guess I got to go Cowboys here because
Jerry.
We're the home of the Cowboys.
Yeah, give me Norm.
I'll vote God. For Norm, too. 3-1.
That was good, though, man.
Norm McDonald in 1998, a joke about the city of Denver.
Celebration in Denver after that Super Bowl, man. And now city officials expect an even wilder celebration if the Nuggets win 10 games this year. They say they're going to. Say the whole city's going to go nuts. Yeah, the Nuggets are having a bad year this year, man. Matter of fact, they're making a film about the team. They got a pretty catchy title. It's Black Men Can't Jump Either.
The Nuggets were so bad in the 90s, too. Tracy's got a Tom Brady joke, though, so we'll put these two together.
Okay.
I'm the last OG. I'm old school. I grew up with old school players like Lawrence Taylor, Ronnie Lott, and Dick Buckus. Badass men. So, yes, it's hard to hear Tom Brady talk about his kale juice and his male Uggs.
Give me Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan.
I'm voting for the Nuggets joke, dude. 10 games.
I think, aside from how good the joke was, I think just the way he said Dick Butkus alone probably gives him the edge.
3-2, Norm leads Tracy Morgan. Now we go to a Michael Jordan joke from Norm McDonald.
But Jordan is very serious, though, about leaving. In fact, he's already called the Hall of Fame to make sure that his plaque bears his basketball nickname, Air Jordan, and not his baseball nickname, Senior Crappy.
Stupid. And then Tracy with the Lawrence Taylor joke.
I just like the old school football players better. I mean, Lawrence Taylor was the greatest linebacker of all time. He used to play every down, every football game. Yeah, he did drugs, but he cared about the Giants almost as much as he cared about them damn drugs.
God, it feels like a tie, really.
Yeah,
it really does.
I'm willing to say that's a tie.
Let's go push.
We'll push it. Now yeah, a push. Norm MacDonald from 1998 Tiger Woods joke. So Tiger before this stuff happened.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, how about that, huh? He's up for golf, of course. He's up for Golfer of the Year this ESPYs. And you know who I feel sorry for, folks? Is the other two guys nominated for Golfer of the Year. These guys getting ready, and I was like, hey, honey, have you seen my tuxedo? No, not the good one. The one I wear when I'm going to get my ass kicked. Have you seen that one?
He didn't even say their name. Said the other guy.
Yeah, it's Ernie Els and David Duvall. Hey, I'm going to get my ass kicked tuxedo. Tracy wants to riff on Ronnie Lott, though. We'll see if he can top Norm.
Yo, true story, y'all. Ronnie Lott cut off part of his pinky just to return to the game just so the 49ers could win. He sacrificed his pinky. That man could never play the flute again. Ronnie Lott was a damn good flute player.
I'm now imagining Ronnie Lott in full pads playing the flute.
Give me Tracy Morgan.
Oh, man. I think I'm going Tracy Morgan, too, and I love that Tiger Woods joke.
Okay, that wins. I was going to vote for Norm because I like the idea of having a special suit for knowing a day you're knowing that you're going to get your butt whipped.
There's nothing more dumb right. than Ronnie Lott playing the flute, though.
We have three jokes each. We are tied at three in the 2019 ESPYs joke-off. We now go to Norm from 1998 with a Winter Olympics joke.
Okay.
Well, how about them Winter Olympics? They're finally underway, so we've got a lot of great stuff to look forward to in the next 2 weeks, like hockey and, well, just hockey, really.
Okay. All right. Tracy Morgan with a Pete Rose joke.
Players used to believe in the teams. You know, Pete Rose believed in the Reds so much, he bet on them using a dugout phone. Now, that's team spirit.
Push with
give me Norm.
Norm, give me Norm.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we'll give it to Norm. I was gonna say that's a push with and
did Tracy? Did we label the rest of his joke, or did we just?
I was to say label it with each of not their best work.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan. Okay, we'll go to Norm. A speed skating joke, right here from 1998.
I was watching last night. I saw speed skating, and my goodness, you know, could the outfits they wear be any tighter? Holy Lord. There was an East German woman, I swear, you could see the outline of her entire penis. It was...
Nothing is beating that.
Okay, Tracy's joke to go up.
Nothing is beating that.
The old school nicknames. Yeah.
The old school players, they had better nicknames too. Earl Tutor Jones, World Be Free, and Chocolate Thunder. They didn't use their real name because they love the game. Plus, they owe the IRS back taxes.
Okay.
Oh, God. He just lives in an imaginary land.
He does.
Just always
he
in
really
his,
does.
His world.
I love him.
That's why he was always
world.
A good side character. Like, I don't know if he's good to be a star. He's a great bit character.
He calls him Earl Too Tall Jones, and it's just endearing, right? You know, it's endearing because he's in his world.
Little beef wee.
It's kind of funny because you got it wrong.
Okay,
he's so great, but we agree that Norm's joke. Yeah,
Norm
better,
gets
right?
the points
for sure.
Here. Last one right here. Hey, Eric, start with Tracy this time, if you would. This is the last joke that Tracy had last night in his monologue at the ESPYs.
Halftime shows are different too. I mean, we went from Janet Jackson's shirt popping open to Adam Levine's shirt coming off, and that's a damn tragedy because that dude got Ralph Macchio nipples.
Okay. Dude, he destroyed it.
I didn't know where that was going either.
That dude got Ralph Macchio nipples.
It's pretty good.
He is the old dirty bastard of comedy.
Yeah.
Now, in 1998, that was 4 years after the O.J. Simpson thing, and then Norm had been fired from Saturday Night Live for making too many O.J. Simpson jokes after his bosses were telling him to stop making O.J. Simpson
Well, his boss, Dick Ebersol, played golf with O.J.
Very good friends with O.J. So he's got a joke about Charles Woodson, who won the Heisman that year.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. And he became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case...
Think about this, dude. Norm MacDonald went on Saturday Night Live every single week and destroyed OJ for 10 minutes knowing his boss wanted to fire him because he was tight with OJ, and it never stopped.
What's great about that is the zoom-ins were so awkward because Charles Woodson was not happy about being the butt of that joke. Why am I associated with this? He was in college, nice guy. It was so tense that entire night because Norm would just push the envelope.
He does not care.
He wins again. And that is the third year in a row that Norm MacDonald has won the Ben and Skin Show ESPYs Joke Off.
Far
and again in 2020.
Far and away the best competition, though, Ben.
Yeah, best competition in a long time, probably ever. All right, and that's surprising because everybody was trashing the job he did. Okay, it's the Ben and Skin Show.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.